We're back.
We're back.
Welcome to the Meter Game Show, the game show based around the IMDb star meter, where you figure out who's popping or who fell off in film and TV.
I'm Andrew Arolfo.
I'm Jess Dilmerced.
Welcome back. For those that don't know, the IMDb star meter is their official ranking of everyone in film and TV, and number one is the best ranking that you can get.
Wow.
And we have two incredible guests today. One of them, stand-up comedian, actor, podcaster, Sam Salem.
So honored to be here. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
That's such a cool name.
That is a cool name.
Is that your real name or is that a stage name?
That's the real name.
Ooh.
My mom always wanted to have something that flowed, so shout out Barb.
Oh, nice.
Shout out Barb.
Shout out Barb. Pour one out for Barb.
Speaking of Barb, I don't know. No, we have another guest.
No, what if it was another Barb? Another cool name.
A very cool name.
I'd be like, you're alive?
Oh, shit. I didn't even think of that bit, but oops. We have another really cool guest, actor Scarlett Shepherd.
Yay, welcome. Hey. And she also happens to be an IMDb expert.
Ooh. Kind of, yes.
Which is great because IMDb has not returned our phone calls. Yeah. And we would like to get some more insight about IMDb and how things work. And
we'll get a phone call one day.
Yeah.
It's going to be a cease and desist.
But we can go into that later. But welcome. Welcome.
My name's real too, just by the way.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I was going to ask that. Yeah.
Shout out to Susan. She did great.
Amazing.
Susan and Barb is such like.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the white moms for sure.
You guys like, you know that like S that you, that like little schoolers
would
make?
Oh, absolutely. The six dashes.
Did you guys like really like own that when you were young?
Yes. Of course. I would sign my name on papers with both first and last name with those S's.
Yeah, same. So cool. It was like my tag. You know?
That should be a challenge. Like, everyone do that right now.
Do the cool S.
I like don't remember how to
do it. I remember.
It's like funny because you'll...
Three lines.
Yeah, three lines.
There'll be stories of like middle schoolers today be like, Mom, Dad, I figured out how to do this cool thing. And they're like, oh, this? And they're like, how do you know that? Like, middle schoolers think they're like the first, like, they think it started with them. And it's like, this is as old as time. You can go to hieroglyphics. And they got that
voice, dude. Why have we not applied that method to other letters? I'm sure we could make a kick-ass W.
I don't know why W is the funniest letter you could have thought of there.
I love it.
I'm sure someone has made a full alphabet of that.
Yeah,
somewhere.
There's got to be a graphic designer that has made it a font.
For sure.
Let's use that for the next post, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well,
So before we get to the game, we do like to ask, how do you feel about your careers right now?
Happy.
How do you feel? Do you feel good?
I'm going to say hopeful.
Okay.
Wow. We like that.
Two positive things in a row. Last episode, they were positive as well. So,
yeah.
The fresh air.
I mean, I'm trying to hold on to the hopefulness. It's not always there. But
also, you're doing good. So,
I appreciate that. Yeah. That's nice. Kind of
how long have you been in LA?
I've been in LA for 5 or 6 years, but pursuing entertainment, like, almost three-ish.
So. Cool. That's cool to know.
Yeah.
Okay,
Scarlett,
good.
Hey.
How do you feel?
I also feel hopeful. Strikes are over.
Yeah.
Pandemic is pretty much winded down.
Yeah.
It feels good. 2024 sounds good. Sounds like a good number. I'm pumped.
It is.
Because we have how you really should feel pulled up. We have your scores.
I even have an IMDb score?
You do technically. I think somebody, if this is you, were you in Why the
Nativity?
I don't know.
Were you in This Blonde Can Talk About Anything?
Podcast?
Oh, yeah. That is a podcast that I was on.
You're here, dog. You're really here. You made it, man.
You have a score.
Wait, we should guess Sam's number.
Oh,
what'd you say?
I want to guess Sam's star number.
It's got to be in the millions, right?
I'll say yes.
Is it the lowest that's ever been on this podcast?
No.
Some of the guests that we've had don't have a thing, so they don't have a score. You have a score.
It's honestly, it would be less embarrassing to not have a score, I feel like. It's like when you finish a basketball game with 1 point instead of zero.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, so you missed a free throw.
Yeah.
You loser.
Yeah. You hear that, other guests we've had? You pieces of shit.
No, I'm saying mine is worse. Like, I'd rather not have the.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I'd rather not
have
the score.
Yeah.
Then have a low one.
Yeah.
But technically, those people probably are lower than you.
Yeah.
They don't have one.
Yeah.
If you think about
it. Does every human on earth have one?
No.
No.
It's 12 million, right?
Yeah.
Okay, which is significant.
Tell me, I'm anxious. Tell me, I want to.
Okay.
Okay. Guess it, Scarlett.
You want to guess it?
Well, you already said it's the millions, right?
Sure, yeah. But there's a lot of millions out there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of millions.
I'm going to say a little millions, like 3,500,000.
Okay. Nice. That's not.
I was going to go 7.4.
Nah.
Okay.
7.4.
Okay. Cool. Hold on. Okay. So, Sam. You were at 4,085,837. Not bad.
Top 50%. Top 50%. Yeah. You know?
Look, yeah, okay.
Finally, we have someone who knows math.
I know. Yeah. Let's go.
What is Why the Nativity, though?
It's a documentary? Movie it might be doc. Some other Sam Salem.
And you took the credit for it. Yeah.
I can take care of that.
You know what's
for
funny
you.
Is because my last name is Middle Eastern. So it probably, like, yeah, Nazareth Traveler. That's definitely. That's funny. Okay. That's funny, man. Just another white man taking the credit of a minority. That's what's up, dude.
All right. And Scarlett.
Scarlett.
What?
One of the better scores you've had on this pod.
Ooh,
really?
Ooh,
oh,
let
really?
Me guess then. That's got to be. Mm-hmm. That. I'm going to say under 200,000.
Yeah.
Yes. Keep going.
I'm gonna say 103.
Okay.
103,000.
Oh. No, yeah, not 100. Okay. Yeah, yeah. That'd be
no offense.
No, yeah, but that'd be like A list, right?
That'd be well, no.
Oh, cool! You're in the brother's side.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Oh, what an ally!
What an ally!
Thank you. Unless you play someone who tries to kill one of the Asians.
No.
What was it?
The brother's son.
It's the brother's son.
Netflix.
It's that new show with Michelle Yeoh. It's my first like co-star.
Oh, cool!
Congrats.
I play a frustrated girl in line behind Sam, my friend Sam Song Lee, who's in the show.
Okay.
Full nepotism. He was just like, "Hey, we're trying to fill this role in the show," and I was like, "Okay."
Nice, congrats.
So that
thank you so much. I could perform my line for you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Get out of the way.
Ooh.
That's it.
Whoa. Okay. And honestly, I wanted to get out of the way when you said that.
I'm trained.
That's so
weird. Well, what's my star meter? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. 63,706.
That's amazing.
Whoa, new sound effects.
New sounds.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Wow, okay. You have a lot of good photos on
yours.
I've been cooking. Very colorful.
Yeah, you're doing good.
IMDb was my favorite website growing up. I loved IMDb, and I was so excited to like make an IMDb in college and put all my stupid student film credits
up. So you curate your profile. That's great.
Well, kind of, yeah.
You're like in top 5%.
What? No.
If there's 12 million...
Yeah.
Oh,
you're
doing math
he's
again.
He's
doing
the
math.
Yeah, he's doing math. Let him do
Let's
it. Let him cook.
Yeah. Let him cook.
Right? 10% would be 120,000. Right. Half of that would be 60,000.
You're making me feel so cool.
That's so cool.
Damn, if this was a math game, you'd go crazy.
Invite Sam for the math. Invite me for the IMDb behind the scenes tips.
And we can show you what the
damn,
best you've
the best
ever
you've
been.
Ever been, Sam.
It's right
Scarlett?
Now.
No.
Oh.
We'll do Sam first.
Okay.
566,400.
Wow. Hey. You know, in the 100,000. Wow. Let's go. Yeah. Probably for that credit, that's not mine.
Maybe.
And then Scarlett, 7,319.
I'm trying to remember when that was. I think that's when I was in Greece Live.
Ooh.
It was like 10 years ago.
That's
I was in Greece
cool.
Live and they just. People were just like Googling, looking for everybody who was in that. I was just student number 23 in Grease Live. I was like, back when I go.
Yeah, it was Grease Live.
Oh, cool.
Vanessa Hudgens
was very mean to me.
Oh, really?
No way.
She's not an ally of the Filipino
people.
Okay, let's not say that. Hey, Vanessa, if you ever want to hop on, like, don't let Jess stop you.
Please. No.
Jess was like, he's not an ally. I'm not saying that.
You didn't say it.
I didn't say that.
She's very good in Greece Live. She's great. She was very talented.
Yeah.
good.
Yeah, and then I'm not going to say mine today.
Why? That's not okay.
Bad.
That's not okay. You have to say it.
What's the percentage?
Today? Yeah, just having him do the math.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do the math. Right. Which, by the way, your top ever was top 1%. So that's okay.
Whoa.
So I'm
the one percenta.
I'm down. I'm down big time. 578,807.
That's not bad.
Even after the Shaq commercial?
Yeah, no, I didn't.
It got worse.
It got worse. It got worse after that. For some reason, it got worse after that.
You were in a commercial with Shaq?
Yeah.
Is that on there?
No, I didn't put it on there.
Oh, get that on there.
But I got a Don't Tell set. My next Don't Tell set comes out February 7th, next Wednesday. So check that out. Hopefully it goes up because of that.
Why are you looking at me?
I don't know because you're my co-host.
You're a safety blanket.
Yeah.
So what percent was he?
500,000.
It's the same as
the
peak, basically.
Like 10%?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
When you put it like that.
5%.
5%. Yeah.
And then Jess.
Doesn't that sound better? Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds great. That's what I meant.
Hey, we've seen where I can go, you know? And
What was your peak?
Yeah.
36,000?
Oh, hell yeah. Wow. Yeah. Very nice.
That's when I did Corden, though.
Nice.
Yeah.
You'll get there again.
What's Jess's score?
Jess's score is 494,598.
Not my best.
So you do that to the winner now?
I just do that when it's like, yeah. It's so cute. It's a sound effect.
Hey, I'm happy that you're happy.
Wait, have Andrew say his again and do a sad sound effect.
Oh, I got one.
Okay, 578,807.
Womp.
Is that from Mario?
I was going to say.
No, it's from Kirby.
Okay. Okay.
It sounded like you got hit by a fireball in Mario.
Okay.
Yeah.
You'll get them next time.
All right. With all that said, I think it's time.
It is time to play.
Okay.
The meter.
I'm ready.
Let's go.
All right, y'all. Okay. It's time for our favorite segment. It's a new segment that I'm testing out with you guys.
He just said it's our favorite segment. It's a new segment.
It's our favorite segment because the new segments are our favorite segments.
Okay.
It's time for Guess That Celeb.
Oh, okay. So this game, he does it. It has nothing to do with the actual game. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Right. Did you just shush the co-host? All right.
It's a new sound effect. It's a soundtrack to
it's
the
a new
show.
Soundtrack.
I'm sorry.
New
sorry,
soundtrack.
Andrew. No. I thought it was a fun sound effect.
Yeah, fucking shush, dog.
I like her energy.
All right, here we go. So I'm going to
invite the Fallon.
I just kicked the mic out of your hand. It's my podcast now.
I believe you.
Now.
Okay, EJ, go ahead.
Here we go. So I'm going to read to you real accounts from online, and you're going to have to tell me, according to this story, who you think this celebrity is, and I'll give you some multiple choice guesses. All right?
Okay.
Here we go.
Is it like a speed thing where whoever answers first?
No, this has nothing to do with the actual game.
Everybody will have a choice. Like, everybody can put in an answer.
Okay? Right.
So it's not a speed thing. Here we go. So this celebrity came into a very stuffy, boring, and soul-crushing Michelin star restaurant I used to work at. He brought along a battery-operated children's karaoke machine and proceeded to host the most entertaining shift of my career. He closed out the night by walking up to every single member of staff. Every fucking person in the restaurant, from the general manager to the porter, and handed them a $100 bill and genuinely thanked them for an amazing night. Another story, I waited on him at a barely fancy restaurant in NYC, and he was super nice. He came in with his family and didn't mind waiting his turn for a table, and he didn't want any special treatment. Didn't make a scene, and he kept his baseball hat on, but he wasn't weird about it. And the table next to him was geeking out and tried to be cool, but it was so obvious. So they apologized for interrupting and just wanted to say that they were fans. And after his meal, he offered to take a picture with them. So those are the two accounts. Your choices are Jim Carrey, Post Malone, Elijah Wood, or Paul Rudd.
I have a question.
Of course.
Did you start by saying this person used to work in the Michelin star restaurant?
That was the person giving the account.
Where did you find this?
Reddit.
Okay.
So
Reddit.
This music really adds to it.
Yeah. Good. Also, you're reading it so centrally.
I know.
Yeah.
He's an actor.
I am indeed.
Well, I don't. Who is pick me enough to bring their own karaoke mic into a restaurant and be right. like, yeah, people are really going to want this.
Right.
So it's Jim Carrey, Elijah Wood.
Post Malone.
Or
Paul Rudd.
Who was the last one?
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Or Paul Rudd.
I cannot hear you over this music.
I'm so sorry. I can hear myself because of the headphones.
Yeah.
Let me lower this a little bit.
I don't think it's Paul Rudd. He's a little... Yeah, I think he's too
cool. I don't
think
it'd be Elijah Wood either. He's
I don't
so
think it'd
low
be
key.
Elijah Wood at all. I don't think Elijah Wood would carry around a kid's karaoke thing ever, but I do feel like...
And they have a family. It's Jim Carrey,
Carrey. My he thought doesn't. When you were saying Does it was Jack Black, but that he's not an option.
I think it's Paul Rudd.
I think it's actually Post Malone.
Jess actually had an encounter with Elijah Wood.
Oh, yeah.
So, do you think he's the type?
Does this sound like him?
That type?
No, it doesn't sound like
I'm
gonna him
say
at
Posty.
All.
I feel like Posty would do some weird shit.
Okay,
like
so
that.
We got one for Posty, one for Paul, and then two
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
The answer is Paul Rudd.
Yes.
What? Wow.
Jim Carrey doesn't have a family.
It was Paul Rudd. Wait, let me play this for free.
Okay.
There we go. No, yeah, it was Paul Rudd, and I could totally see him doing that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it his kids' mic?
I don't know. What's interesting is that it was a Michelin star restaurant that he brought that into, and I think that's pretty audacious.
Yeah.
I guess he knows how lovable he is because that is a.
I think he does.
That's a ballsy move.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so strange.
Jim Carrey, I have met. At a restaurant that I used to work at restaurants, and he was super smiley.
I think he's super nice.
Yeah, he seems like
but I just think he'd be obnoxious. Like,
yeah, the wrinkles have shown up on his face from all of his
shaming.
No, I think it's like a mark of like I don't even know the word.
A life well lived.
Yeah,
a life that meant a full
smiles.
Life
smiles a lot.
Sure.
All right, now it's time for the game.
Okay. Here's how the game works. You're going to try to guess the most poppin' person each category I give you. Your score is obtained by the person you guess the score. So if you guess someone with 100, you get 100 points. You want the lowest score at the end.
Okay.
It's like?
Golf.
Whispered.
What the fuck?
Are you allergic to the word golf?
Because I had a brain.
Golf.
Wait, when was that?
Just now.
You forgot? Oh.
Just now. Yeah.
Oh, got it. My bad.
No one actually says that anymore. It was only like when we first started doing this. People were like, oh, it's like golf? And then
we just had a bunch of dudes on.
Yeah.
Figures.
Say that girls don't play golf. I'm just saying.
And
we shout out Michelle Wee.
Yeah. You got 3 lifelines. One is FaceTime a friend. Mm. 2 is, EJ, what are we calling it?
We're calling it double dip.
Double dip.
Ooh. Explain it again.
It's our new favorite lifeline. Basically, you get 2 guesses, and we'll find out the score of both guesses, and whichever is the better answer, you get to keep.
Neat.
That's cool.
Like that. And then the last one, our favorite, a hip-hop beat, where you can choose to freestyle or just talk over it, see if it gets the brain juices flowing.
Live. She's excited about this.
We've never had
a musical,
like a singing.
Let's do a musical beat for her.
A musical beat,
like a Broadway beat.
Yeah, like a Broadway.
That would make me like feel more comfortable than a
rap goes Broadway.
Wait, so are we thinking like Hamilton, or are we thinking like Sondheim?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know these.
Like, surprise
I
mean,
I know
me.
These, but
surprise
I don't
me.
Maybe sure. Hamilton then.
Okay, cool.
But only if she uses it.
Okay,
all right.
You can use it too. I don't know.
Sam, you had the lower. Score, so IMDb score, so you get to go first. The first round is always actors, actresses, directors, anyone who's famous right now. Who's the most famous person in the industry right now?
Okay, I don't like the connotations that comes with a straight man saying this person's name, but because of their Hot Ones appearance, it's like the meme is all over Twitter right now.
Okay,
okay.
So I'm going to say Sydney Sweeney.
I like that.
That's exactly what I would say.
That's good.
I'm glad I got to go first then.
Yeah. I think you're going to do
all right.
But it's not like that name a woman guy who said Sydney Sweeney. You guys know what I'm talking about.
It's okay.
You're fine. It's a valid answer. Okay. Scarlett.
But I also think it's Sydney Sweeney.
Well, you have to guess who you think the second person is.
Yeah, you can't have being punished for being more famous than Sam by going second.
Yeah. Yep.
Sorry.
Should have thought of that before you curated your baby.
I don't get to curate my credits. Okay. Okay. What's right now, right? This is like today, the most. Okay. And directors too.
Yeah. Yep. But who's been popping off? Who have you been seeing on social media?
What's the last movie you watched? I'm just curious.
The last movie. Oh, boy. I don't remember. Actually, I saw Mean Girls in the theater. Mm. Okay, so it could be Renee Rapp, but I kind of feel like it's Emma Stone.
Oh,
that came out of nowhere. That's great.
Because Poor Things, I feel like I'm hearing about it a lot.
Yeah.
And The Curse.
Both very solid answers.
Okay.
All right, so we're locked in on those. We got Emma and Sydney. Do you have the answer or the rankings?
This is an interesting round. Mm-hmm. And I love it.
Because it's different.
Because they both got in the top 10.
First time ever?
First time ever.
We out here.
You
can
say it the first time ever.
Isn't it the first time?
I don't think it is.
No, it's not?
I don't think so.
I feel like we've had like a one and two before.
Hey.
Oh, all right, let's like not do it.
Okay. Hey, just shut up and play the happy song.
I thought this was the first time.
I want the Kirby song. No, that's a bad one. I want the other one.
All right, let's go with Sydney Sweeney.
7.
Wow.
Nice.
Incredible.
Makes sense. She's in a lot of stuff.
So much stuff.
So much.
Emma Stone.
Emma Starn.
10.
Wow. Very good.
What a round.
Just barely.
Holy shit.
In the top 10?
Okay.
Who's number one right now? Am I allowed to ask?
We're about to find out.
Over eager. My bad.
Because it's time for the
top 10.
Number 10, Emma Stone. Number 9 is a good one, Jodie Foster. She's in a new HBO True Detective show. Number 8 is Violet Bean. I don't know where she's from. I'm not sure.
That's Kurt Cobain's daughter.
Oh,
pretty sure Violet Bean is Kurt Cobain's daughter.
Oh, yeah, because she's engaged to somebody else, Tony Hawk's son.
Oh, no.
Oh, which one, Riley?
That's not like recent,
though.
Wait,
Riley Hawk?
She's in a show called Death and Other Details, which is why she's trending right now.
Wow.
That's such a sick name.
Violet Bean?
Yeah.
It's really good.
Oh, cool. All right, number 7, Sydney Sweeney. 6 is really cool, Sofia Vergara. Good for her. She has a new show on Netflix. Number 5, Michelle Keegan, still from that Netflix show. Number 4, Jacob Elordi.
Of course.
Oh.
Number 3 is Reacher, Alan Ritchson.
Of course.
Richson.
Oh, yeah.
Number 2, Serinda Swan.
And number,
I think she's also on Reacher.
Oh.
Yeah, she is.
And number one is the grave fucker, Barry Keegan.
Barry Keegan.
Shout out Barry.
Sorry.
Some wild cards in there. I like it.
Yeah, this is a good,
this is a fun
top
one.
10.
Yeah.
So now we're not like allowed to use those.
Now you can. Correct.
Okay.
He gets it.
He gets it. All right, so now we're going to go to our wheel rounds. Please spin that wheel.
Okay.
DJ.
For real?
Is that a new sound?
No, it's not a new sound.
Okay.
Do you want one? Do you want a new wheel sound effect? All right, sorry. Here we go. Spinning.
Yeah, y'all can't see it. You guys can't see it, but it exists. All right, this category is called... Drinking hits different in your 30s.
So,
Scarlett,
you get to go first.
It's any actor who has been hungover in a movie or TV show.
And I have to guess who has the lowest star meter.
Who's popping still.
Who is popping.
But also has been hungover in a movie.
In any movie or TV show.
I like that.
That's good.
Oh, thanks.
I like
I write these myself.
Okay, I'm thinking of the cast of The Hangover.
Okay.
I was also thinking of that.
Ooh, that's a good way to think about it.
It's the only way to think about it.
I mean, there's other ways you can think about it.
So Zach Galifianakis, he hasn't been doing much. I'm not going to guess Zach.
Nope.
But
maybe, I don't know.
We love him.
He started doing spots. He's just out here. He's shooting something, so he's out doing spots.
No. That's cool.
Sorry.
No, you're good. Movie. Wasn't he like...
They all were drunk.
Was he?
I feel like Paul Rudd was hungover in a movie. Was he hungover in I Love You, Man?
I don't think so.
Can we double check?
Maybe in...
Can we double check?
EJ?
He was in I Love You, Sarah Marshall, yeah, we right? Double. I think he was in I Love You, Sarah Marshall.
Yeah. Was he hung
or Forgetting
over
Sarah Marshall?
Oh, sorry.
No. I Love You, Sarah. But am I...
Let me double check.
I love you so much, Sarah Marshall.
But we could all, you could also have, you have your lifelines, too.
Yeah.
I think I had something before.
Oh, yeah. He's hung over in Anchorman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's hung over in Anchorman.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. He's hung over in Anchorman. I'm going to say Paul Rudd.
Where is he on the meter? I'm curious.
We'll find out.
Okay.
So you want to lock that in?
I do.
Okay.
It's a good guess.
It's a good guess.
Paul Rudd, karaoke man.
Yeah.
Mm.
Sam?
Okay. Damn, that seemed... Zach Galifianakis was who popped in my head first. I'm also thinking... Jake Johnson is just, he was in the Spider-Man movies and was just in a new Hulu movie. And he's been hungover in New Girl before, I'm pretty certain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
It's really good.
So I'm going to go Jake Johnson.
Okay.
Interesting.
Right, that's Nick Miller, right? That's his name?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's nice.
It's my favorite TV show of all time.
Didn't go with the other members of the Hungover. The Hangover.
The Hungover.
I kind of don't remember who else is in The Hangover.
Bradley Cooper would have been, good. The one.
Yeah. I should have gone with him.
I shouldn't have said that. Yeah. Now you can't use that.
No, I mean, well, I don't think he'll pop up. Maybe. We'll see. Paul Rudd sitting at a 808.
Oh, no way he's that low.
I mean, what does he have? Coming
he
out.
Hasn't had anything in a while.
Paul Rudd's always in the zeitgeist. He's always doing something.
He'll be when the new Ghostbusters comes out. He'll be
back.
Top 100.
But as of right now,
This is surprising to me.
I didn't expect this.
Wow.
Jake Johnson, 187.
Good job. Very good.
He's been on a little bit of a publicity tour. His podcast has been popping off. You know,
you're right.
There's
so many. I have been seeing his face actually.
Lamar Morris is like doing stuff with him again, on social media.
He's so good too. Mm-hmm. But there's like people are thirsting over him on Twitter. Like they keep reposting him kissing Jess on New Girl, and it's just like that was years ago.
All of his kisses with Jess are really physically awkward to watch, but they're very exciting because of the characters. But they're like. Bad
it's
at kissing
awkward.
Each other.
Yeah. Maybe that's why it's going viral.
New Girl's one of my favorite shows ever. I kind of liked Nick with Reagan better.
Ooh.
With Megan Fox?
They didn't even have, they kind of like didn't work for each other at all, and that's why I liked it better. It's just like, I don't know, the Jess thing, you guys, it's too Rachel and Ross.
Yeah, it's too forced. We get it.
Yeah.
Hot take. All right.
Megan Fox surprised me by how much I liked her on that show. She's great.
She's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Next.
Sorry,
next category.
Scarlett, you're at 8-1.
I'll rally. It's okay. I'm coming back.
194. Yeah, you'll definitely.
Yeah, this
make
is
this
still
back.
Close. Actually, still very.
This
close.
Feels like Family Feud, where it's like someone's in the lead the whole time, but none of it matters because at the end you just get triple points.
Yeah. No,
exactly.
It's kind of
similar. He gets it, man.
What's going on? Yeah,
he gets
it. Yeah.
This is a meticulously designed game show.
Okay. Round three. Please spin.
All right. Here we go. Spinning.
We just watch the TV like something's happening.
It's nice when someone gets the meta of the game.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this category is called Meet Me in the Mall.
It's going down.
Thank you. So this category is anytime an actor or actress has been in a mall, and I'll accept... If they're like the Grove, if you saw them at the Grove, I'll take that. I'll take that. If you saw them at the Americana,
if I just see them
I'll take
in
that.
Person at the Grove.
Yeah, I'll take that. But in a movie or TV show, they were in a mall.
Wait, to clarify, so in a movie or TV show that they've been in the mall, or if you have a story where you saw
if you saw them in the mall,
you have to tell us the whole story. Otherwise,
I'll take it.
We'll think you're lying.
But other than that, just
no emotional truths.
In a movie or TV show, they were in a mall, and who?
Scarlett.
Scarlett gets to go first.
Okay, I'm thinking about the Stranger Things kids.
Oh, same. That's where I went as well.
But like, I don't know. Like, they're not. They're filming Stranger Things season 4 or
really
5
done
right now,
anything.
But they're not doing right.
Maybe the Zionist kid.
The what?
Oh, yeah.
For bad reasons.
Noah Schnapp.
What's going on with Noah Schnapp?
Oh, he's saying a lot of
Zionist
crazy
stuff.
Shit.
Okay. Okay, but now I'm also thinking of New Girl, and I'm thinking of the scene when Jake Johnson and Zooey Deschanel are shopping for Christmas presents in the mall.
Okay.
And I feel like Zoe's always high on the list.
Sounds like she's using our double dip.
Well, you can't use Jake Johnson because he's already been used.
I'm not saying Jake Johnson. Wait, I'm not allowed to say his name at all?
No, you can say it.
You were saying Stranger Things
like, Voldemort.
And New Girl.
I'm just talking through my process here.
I
can't think of anybody else right now. I could talk forever, but I'm going to say Zooey Deschanel.
Okay. Do you want a double dip?
No.
Okay.
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 I'm not sure I'll use him at the Grove at Zara, which I don't support fast fashion. I was making a return. I saw Tahib Jamot, who's Sam Obasanya in Ted Lasso.
Oh.
And to be very honest, I'm maybe being too honest, I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's the dude who plays Sam Obasanya. But then I didn't want to say anything because if I get a black guy wrong and he's just like, nah, different black guy.
Right.
As a white man, that looks pretty rough.
That's pretty bad.
Oh.
But then someone else went up to him and said something. Oh. I'm like, oh, it is him. So I just quickly walked by. I'm like, hey, big fan of the show, and kept walking. He's like, oh, thank you. God bless you, brother. Hey, I love that top, by the way. And
he
was like very.
Like he would do
he,
that.
He like was Sam so Obasanya. Nice. He was so nice. But. Oh, shoot. What? Alicia Clueless?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'll go with Alicia Silverstone just because nice. Clueless shout out. She's not really anything
sure.
lately,
she's
but
working.
She's working right now.
She
too.
Was like in the top 10 a few weeks ago because of the Netflix show.
Dang it.
Zooey Deschanel's working always.
How do you spell her name?
And she's married to a property brother.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about that.
How do you spell Zooey
Deschanel? Z-O-O-E-Y.
Zooey.
It's the weirdest way.
So crazy. Little Zooey.
She should go by Zooey. That's fun.
Yeah. No, there should be a Bluey parody where it's Zooey.
Where's Zooey?
All right. All right. Ooh. All right. Zooey. Coming in at a 783.
Oh.
Not bad. Anything under 1,000 seems pretty good.
Yeah, that's
great. Yeah, no, it's really good. And then Alicia, 762.
Oh, wow. So close. Right.
Pretty close.
They're like in the same.
Not bad.
Wait, class. She was 762, and what was Zooey?
783.
Oh, nice. Super so it was like 20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Scarlett, you're still trailing about 700 points, but you can make that up so quickly in our fourth.
Sam did not think he was going to be good at this, but he's doing
shopping.
Really well.
Yeah.
And no, she wasn't in a mall. I don't know.
I think I would have said Will Ferrell.
Elf?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very smart.
I would have said, who plays Robin Scherbatsky in How I Met Your Mother?
Mm.
Oh.
What's her name? Kobe Smulders?
Yeah.
Probably not.
She's probably not. Well. But she has that whole song.
Robin Sparkles, and she's in Marvel stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Round four.
I guess I would have said Lindsay Lohan. Mm-hmm. Mean Girls.
Oh, you pronounce it correctly.
Oh, really good.
I don't know how other people were pronouncing.
People were saying Lohan, yeah.
Oh, that's so lazy.
I bet. I want to know. I feel like, we can't look her up, but like that's a really good guess. I bet Lindsay Lohan's really high right now.
Look it up.
You want to look it up?
She had a cameo in the Mean Girls musical movie.
Did you see that?
Right.
That's the last movie I saw.
What did you think?
It was okay.
It was okay.
We didn't need it.
We did not need it.
I enjoyed it.
But whatever.
Lindsay Lohan is at 620.
That's pretty good.
So it would have been better than both
either
our answers.
Of us.
True. Yeah. All right.
Last category round.
Deal, please.
Spinning the wheel.
Very close match, though.
Very close.
1601 to 956 with Sam leading.
You guys
leading.
Are keeping it below.
You guys are doing good.
2000, which is great.
All right, this category is called You Probably Said That Wrong. So any actor or actress who spoke a different language in a movie or TV show that's not
It's not English? English?
That's not their, yeah, English. Their,
or not their
Not their language.
Native,
language.
Native tongue.
Native language.
Scarlett. First again?
Oh, because I'm losing. Okay.
Not by much.
Let's see. I feel
we'll
like,
have to learn.
I don't know why I've been thinking about that movie, The Woman King.
Ooh.
Oh.
And that's Viola Davis.
Movie.
And I feel like Viola Davis speaks definitely a non-English language in that movie.
Okay.
But I also feel like she probably killed it. But that's not the point of the category.
She was in Hunger Games recently, so it'd be a good guess. You didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
Oh, she's amazing in it.
That's my guess. Okay. my personal preference. All right. I'm struggling with this one. I can't really think of anything else.
Do you want to use a double dip?
Yeah, you haven't used your life? Any of your life?
All right, we're on category number like...
This is the second to last one. We have one more.
This is the second to last? Yeah. Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You can FaceTime. You can use a Broadway beat.
You could use a Hamilton beat.
You can ask one other person.
I can ask one other person in this room?
No.
Oh, you can guess one other.
Person.
Yeah, like two.
Okay, who else speaks like another language in a movie or TV show?
Interesting.
Or TV. Yep.
Okay.
I feel like it's kind of a hard category, Andrew.
It can be live television.
Yeah, but I there's what?
Like SNL?
It could be live television.
What do you mean?
Like if they're being they're on a talk show and they're being interviewed.
Oh. But
they'd have to be saying they're
speaking in a different language on a talk show.
I don't think we've ever used that's a good point. We've never used like late night talk shows before, and I don't think we should.
Yeah.
That makes me think of SNL. Pedro Pascal.
Mm. I was thinking Ben Affleck because he'll like go on Spanish speaking shows and answer in Spanish.
I've seen that.
He hasn't done anything where he speaks Spanish?
Who?
Ben Affleck?
I think so.
Oh.
I think he has actually.
I feel like Pedro Pascal has spoken Spanish.
But that's his native tongue.
Right. Does that count as a guess?
I don't think so.
Well, then English would be.
He's bilingual.
Well, you have to like learn. I guess what he means is they had to learn it for the role.
Mm.
Had to learn the language for the role.
I didn't think about this.
I'm literally looking at you, seeing the cogs turn. You're like, oh, but maybe you're like, I don't know. I'm kind of making up the rules. Yeah.
But I think your guess was Viola's a great guess.
He's Chilean, Pedro Pascal.
Pedro. Mm-hmm.
Do we know if he like?
I just literally can't think of anybody else, so I'm gonna stick with Viola.
You know what? I'll accept alien language too.
Good.
Let's fuck it up, huh?
You really want to do that?
Yeah.
I really do. What is that?
So that's Guardians.
That's like a different. Yeah.
That would be Zoe Saldana.
Okay.
But I don't think that should.
Does she speak like an alien language? Do we hear that?
Yeah, I think her and Karen Gillan both do. They're like sisters, and
Karen does. Sure. I don't remember.
Okay, yeah.
You can do that just because she definitely did in Avatar.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about.
Viola plus
Zoe Saldana.
No, there's no way.
Okay. I mean, I had nobody for this category. Can I say Chris Pratt and Karen Gillan? Do they speak?
Do you want that? Because they do.
Well, or do I want to go phone a friend for this one?
Yeah,
try it.
Yeah. Let's get out of the Guardians.
I'm gonna FaceTime specifically. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
What up? Oh, is Danny?
Julian. Oh. It's Julian Stern.
Hi.
Oh,
hey.
All right. Who? This is perfect before couples therapy. This is perfect. Okay, who is an actor who would be highest on the IMDb star ranking that has a role where they speak their non-native tongue on a TV or movie and alien languages count? So like Chris Patton, Guardian of the Galaxy, something like that. But
is there any minimum for how many lines they have to say?
No,
it can be one word.
And or do they have to speak this language fluently?
No,
it's better if they don't.
It's better if they don't.
Johnson.
All right. What does he do?
What language does he speak?
Yeah.
Moana?
I feel like it's got to be like Maori.
In Moana. Maori, yeah.
Okay. That's
he must have said something in Hobbs and Shaw.
He's like, see, senor.
The fluent language, the language of his.
This is why I love you. All right, perfect. We're gonna lock that in. We're gonna say Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I'll let you know how it does.
Oh, please do.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Cute.
All right.
Okay.
Because Dwayne Johnson, I think, is Samoan, which is not Maori. So,
but he speaks it in Moana.
Then that works.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll say my double dip for the.
Yeah, but I think it's interesting. I just think it's interesting that Pedro Pascal is, what was he?
Chilean.
Chilean, and you would not accept him speaking Spanish. All right,
Spanish. We'll accept it.
Okay. So who do you want to swap out?
Chileans don't speak Spanish? No, I don't know. But wait, you don't think that Samoans speak Maori? Is there enough of a difference? Is it more different?
Aren't they different cultures?
He speaks Maori in Moana.
And that's not his native tongue.
And that's not native. I don't think he speaks Samoan.
Because Samoan and Maori are very different cultures.
They're super different. Okay,
Samoan, cool.
Maori is native to New Zealand, whereas Samoa is its own island.
I don't even think Moana's set in New Zealand. It's like Hawaiian then.
All right, we'll never do this category ever again.
All of us get canceled from this.
Hey, what was the name of
starting
that?
Starting in order from white man to white woman going down the spectrum.
We'll accept Pedro Pascal for this.
No. I hear you. Okay.
It's different. I want to win really badly.
Okay. No, I don't actually. I think he speaks
Polynesian and what's it called?
I don't know.
Moana.
I'll stick with my other two. I was just making sure it's fair.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you just wanted The Rock?
Just The Rock.
Just The Rock.
I'll say my double dip.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's go. So Zoe Saldana is at 262.
Oh, damn.
What was Viola?
Viola was 1,447.
That's disrespectful.
So good job.
So we'll go with Zoe. We'll go with Zoe.
Cool.
Go with
Zoe. Yeah, that's too low for Viola.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's a hate cool. Yeah.
And then Dwayne Johnson.
I'm not feeling good anymore.
I think you should.
221.
Oh, look at you.
My goodness.
Shout out Julian Stern.
Wow.
That was a good guess. Very good.
Which, by the way, Julian Stern used to do the rankings of the Maxim Hot 100. That was his boss, so he would have to compile the Maxim 200.
Oh, interesting.
And he's since apologized for it. I should actually ask him if we can post that in the podcast. So.
I made that category up just from Jack Black in Nacho Libre.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the only reason. I didn't think about everything else.
Yeah.
Really good to think of a category that only has one specific answer. that's what's up.
No, but I was like, there's some people, like Ben Affleck did speak Spanish in Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back.
Oh, he did. That's right.
In that one scene with Matt Damon.
Forgot about that.
That would have been
good.
The
Rock speaks Samoan in Hobbs and Shaw. But he doesn't know how to speak it in real life.
That's exactly what Julian said. He's like, I'm sure he'd say something that ethnically aligns with the character.
I tried to forget that movie.
Who was that Maori character that was like...
Didn't he say Maori in Moana?
Maui.
Maui?
Maui.
Maui. That's like really rude.
His name was Filipino.
Maui's also dumb though. Dumb name.
Maui. What were you saying?
No, there was a character. There was an actor from Avatar who we were like, there's no way nobody would guess this guy.
Cliff Curtis.
Cliff Curtis.
And then he responded to us.
Yeah.
He deaf speaks Spanish in what's the word?
I feel like
in Training Day. Yeah.
Cliff Curtis. Shout out Cliff.
All right. Okay.
So it's that was round four.
Okay.
What's the score?
We are currently sitting at Sam with 1,177.
Nice.
Scarlett trailing not too far behind with 1,800. So
what's the best score ever on this game? Do we know?
I don't remember.
No, we'd have to go through the archives. I should know that.
Yeah. Those are great questions. Under 1,000, someone did.
Yeah.
We had people
in the 700s.
That was pretty insane. Like, tie at like 200.
Is there? Do we know what like the worst that anyone's ever done?
Was it
Dumbfounded?
No, Mandel, because he guessed.
No, but
Dumbfounded
guessed G Dragon. Like,
I forgot about that.
Their score was like in the 100,000s or what?
Yeah. No, it was like way.
But it was
there.
So funny because
he was winning.
Really good. Oh, you're right.
Because it was so funny because it was like he got 100,000 and we're like, damn, this game's pretty much over. And then the other guessed a person who was also in the 100,000. So it stayed super competitive the whole way.
Who did he guess? Like another K-pop
star? Yeah, they both. That's really funny.
Yeah. Okay, so we're down to our last round, which is always movies. There's a movie meter on IMDb. It uses the same algorithm as the celebrity one. So I'm going to give you a category, and you're going to tell me a movie that fits that category but is also trending well high on the movie meter. Okay?
Okay.
You can't say any movie that has come out in the past calendar year. So Mean Girls, you can't say that one.
Okay.
Okay, so this category is fitting because we had Sour Patch Kids for our snack. This category is called At Least There Was Candy. And the category is name a movie where a kid gets kidnapped.
Oh my God.
I know. Sorry. It's brutal. It's dark.
Okay. It's dark. It has to be a human.
Yes.
Name a movie where
there goes Air Bud.
There goes Nemo.
I know. There's a lot of kidnapping.
Air Bud gets kidnapped.
And the first one, yeah, by a clown. It was the most traumatizing thing ever. Anyway, that was pretty bad.
Beethoven, he gets also dog napped. Mm. Okay, but yes, a human child.
And TV shows
who lost that last round? Was it?
That was me. It was Scarlett.
Okay.
It was me.
It doesn't matter, though. You just need to win the final.
You still have lifelines.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I want to toss out a bunch of possibilities, but I don't want Sam to steal any of my brilliant ideas, obviously, that I'm having constantly in this game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, and sorry. It has to be a kid or just somebody who gets...
A kid. It has to be a kid.
Mm. Gets kidnapped. Mm. I'm kind of blanking. Mm. Maybe I need to use a lifeline.
Yeah.
I keep asking so many questions. Movie only?
Mm-hmm.
Damn it.
So
I was going to say Reacher.
Okay, I used up my double dip. So I have FaceTime a friend and
Broadway Beat.
And you have Hamilton.
Yeah.
No. Come on. I don't think it's going to help
me. I can't
think
of one single.
There's a few. Yeah, I got one.
Do you have one? Wow.
Wait, I think I do have one. I don't think it's a good one.
I got one.
How do we define kid?
A child.
So 18, adolescent. Under 18 is still kid?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, then I got one.
I feel like I need to give this person a heads up and see if they're even free, because she's really busy.
Oh.
If someone FaceTimed me out of the blue, I would never be their friend again. I would never. I hate that.
Jeez. I like it.
I'd rather get a FaceTime out of the blue than a voice memo out of the blue.
Really? Why?
You can listen to
a voice memo at your leisure.
I know, but because then it's the anxiety of this is waiting for me.
Yeah.
It depends. There's categories. I have people who I'm voice memo level friends with. Shout out Julian Stern, who I FaceTimed. That's fine. But if it's someone who I'm not voice memo level friends with and they voice memo me, it's like, oh my,
I can see that.
What happened where you couldn't either call me or text this out?
Yeah. Well, how do you feel about voicemail from like just a classic phone call?
Oh, that's, you're old.
Correct.
So this is really, you can cut this out, but do you guys leave voicemails often?
No.
No. Voicemails or voice notes?
Voicemail.
Both I don't.
I don't do either.
Yeah,
I feel like this could really kill the vibe. But I had to leave a voicemail. My mom passed away of brain cancer, and she donated her body to science.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, the University of Minnesota medical team said, like, okay, when she passes, like, call this number. Even if it's the middle of the night, call anytime you want. And we'll, like, we had lines 24/7, we'll pick up. And so my mom passed away, and, like, after an hour, I'm like, oh, I got to call this line. And I called, and it went to voicemail.
Oh, God.
And so I was like, hey, this is Sam. My mom... is part of your program. She's ready. Can you come get her? I don't know what I'm supposed to say. All right, thanks. Bye.
Aww. I'm sorry.
Oh, anyway. So
Barb passed away of cancer?
Yeah.
So did Susan.
the alliteration.
Dead Cancer Mom Club.
Yeah, nice.
Aww.
What a sad club.
Yeah, it's really sad.
All this is getting cut from the podcast.
We're keeping this in.
Not only is my mom dead, none of my friends are free to be FaceTimed, so.
Oh. Okay. You don't want a Broadway beat?
I don't think a Broadway beat is going to help
me.
Just play it. You can just talk over it.
You don't even have to say anything.
You don't even have to sing, but if you sung, you get extra points.
Also, why did I tell that dumb story about my mom dying? I should be thinking of answers. Yeah.
Okay, a different part of my brain is waking up.
Activated.
Okay.
In Home Alone, he did not get kidnapped.
Whoa!
He ran away!
Oh, shit!
I was thinking of Home Alone, too.
What the fuck?
It didn't work yet, but yes, she's cooking.
Keep going. Let her cook.
Lin-Manuel Miranda, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Lin, Lin, the Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yo, let me get a stanza. Shout out Lin-Manuel Miranda. Black or white, he'll what cast in the Miranda part. Shout out the pandas.
Oh, no. Oh, yes. Miranda Cosgrove and all of the kids in School of Rock were technically kidnapped at one point in the movie.
That's yes.
That's amazing.
The power of music.
That's amazing.
Keep funding art programs at schools.
And then, well, or you might not get another Ned Schneebly. We can't risk it. Amazing movie. Also, I have to pick the, okay, which of those kids...
No,
it's
the
most.
Movie.
You could have just picked that movie.
Oh, it's
just
the
movie.
Movie.
Not,
it's
yeah,
a movie.
Not a person. It's
that's School of Rock. School of
that's
Rock.
That's a great answer. Wow. We love it. Okay.
Sam?
I have no answers, and I have my double dip. And kidnapping. I mean, I guess throw the beat on again because...
Well, give him the beat. Give him the other beat. Give
him
the other beat. We'll give you a meter classic because this is produced in-house.
I like the other beat, though. It was good.
Okay. Yeah, that was a good.
This produced in house. You
yeah,
produce it.
This next
producer EJ.
No, we got an audio guy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Stanky.
Shout out Andrew and Jen. Let's see if I can ever think of a movie again. Yeah.
My name's Shout Jess. My
name's Jess.
Okay.
Bro,
you should have let him finish.
Name,
you should have let him finish.
Wow.
Let him finish.
My bad. And I remembered the man's name and not the woman's. Canceled. Shout out Andrew and Jess. Let's see if I can ever come up with another guest.
Oh.
Are you impressed?
Yes.
This isn't working the same for me. This is a tragedy.
Yeah, this is good.
Yeah. Now I just want to freestyle. You know?
Yeah.
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 Kidnapping.
Yeah. You got it.
Yeah.
Sam Salem.
Someone call, yeah, words. Gets kidnapped. I literally can kidnapped. I guess the daughter in Taken.
Yeah, but okay. she's a teenager though. That works. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So it did work.
Yes.
I was a little bit shaken, but then I happened to remember Taken.
Nice.
And I got your name wrong. I'm so sorry. I honestly, no bits, going to lose sleep about that tonight.
No.
So,
I think it's like a white man thing, because like most white men always get my name wrong and call me Jen.
You're making me feel worse.
I'm sorry.
Here I thought I was not like most. I thought I was not like most whites, and now I'm exactly like most whites.
I'm here to make you feel bad. It's fine.
All right.
I am sorry.
These are
my bad, Julie.
Okay. Just call Sam different names every time.
Who would you upset? Or what movie would you say?
Wait. Did you want to use your double dip?
Okay. So Taken and does someone get kidnapped in Booksmart? Feels like something would happen.
No, they didn't.
Okay.
Good.
Then what about 21 Bridges? Where all those cops are kind of like dirty Chadwick Boseman and
think so.
I feel like if you have to remind us of the movie, you shouldn't guess that one.
Yeah.
It's going to be low.
Okay, I'm going to just go with no double dip because I can't think of another one.
Taken's it's hard.
Right, we'll stick with Taken.
Taken's great.
Okay. School of Rock is also very good.
Do you have anything? What would you say?
I would have said Room.
Oh.
What's that?
Oh.
The Brie Larson movie that she won an Oscar for.
I couldn't think of anything. I thought Deadpool 2.
Mm. Or like... Or like Rush Hour.
I was gonna say Rush Hour or The Incredibles.
Ooh,
oh,
The
Incredibles.
Yeah. Ooh. Little Jack.
Actually, all Disney movies.
Yeah, there's all
somebody being
taken
to kidnap.
No.
He's like
Nemo.
All Disney movies always have like a kidnapping.
Yeah.
That's true.
Or a dead mom of cancer.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's true.
Every Disney princess is a dead mom. All of them.
Whoa, Tangled.
Tangled.
Oh yeah!
Damn, and he's smoldery in that.
Yeah,
I should have remembered off that smolder, dude.
These are good.
These are very good.
Okay.
All right, so we're doing School of Rock for Scarlett, and we're doing Taken for Sam. We're locked in.
I got a certain set of skills, and remembering names, not one of them.
Okay.
We have the final scores here in no particular order. We're going to go ahead and announce the numbers. If you're really good at math, try to withhold your reactions.
<You're fine. laughs> I have right, no idea what to
do. Here we go. We'll start with School of Rock.
Okay.
School of Rock is sitting at rank 886.
Whoa, that's pretty good.
On that's
the
good.
On the movie meter.
Yeah, for sure.
Your okay. final score is 2,000. Oh, I just deleted your score.
600 or something?
Oh my gosh, I deleted. Yeah, your final score is 2,749.
I think that's more in the zeitgeist than taking.
Okay.
I think about taking every single day because my dad constantly texts me different ways that I could get murdered and kidnapped all the time.
That's such a dad thing.
He's like, this person got murdered at an ATM. And I'm like, great, what's my takeaway from this? And he's like, I don't know.
You're like, don't worry, I don't have enough money to withdraw anything. That'd be my argument.
All right. Okay. And Taken is sitting at rank 1,425, which leaves Sam with a razor thin win at 2,602.
Fuck, I look like! I got that dog in me!
He's got earbuds.
Oh, you get a crown!
Wow, you get a crown!
Wow, congratulations.
Wow, a crown.
You got a gift card.
Yeah. So cute!
And
look at you.
Between $15 to $100 to AMC.
It's $20.
$20! Yay, good enough for half a matinee. No, I'm just kidding. So good. That is awesome. That's very. I didn't know we got a prize like that.
I didn't know there was a game show. If you want to tell me there was a prize, I would have done a tiny bit better.
This was so close.
This was very close. This was a really good game.
You know, I couldn't have done it without you going first every time.
Yes.
So thank you so much.
That's true.
Maybe we should rethink.
No, but then also I took maybe the most obvious guesses. You couldn't guess them. So it probably evens out.
I think maybe we can introduce where if you lost the last round, you can elect to go first or second. Like Family Feud.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
That was fun, you guys.
Great.
Like you're going to take it or pass it.
Yeah.
Sam, since you won, you get to plug first.
Oh my gosh.
Or plug and
I feel
stuff.
Honored. You know, the classic, the Instagram, TikTok, at Samuel Sleeves. I'll be hitting the road this spring/summer. Washington, D.C., San Diego, Burbank, Phoenix. That one's a fake one. And probably adding Chicago, Kansas City, all that. So join my email list, buy those tickets. And listen to my podcast called Callbacks. Callbacks
Pod. Yeah.
What's your podcast about?
We do like deep dives on people, you know. So I don't know, Andrew. What's my podcast about? You've been on it.
You know, he does deep dives on people. It's pretty great.
It's like
a fun conversation.
Famous people. Cool.
Yeah, we just use dates from people's lives or pop culture as jumping off points for a conversation.
That's cool.
Yeah, so
nice.
Okay, Scarlett.
I don't really have anything to plug you guys. I'm just an actor. Cast me in your stuff.
Just
an
actor. What's your IG?
What'd you say?
Your Instagram.
My Instagram TikTok. Is Scarlett Shepherd. Both of those names are spelled differently than you would probably think. It's like this. So one T, whatever. Two P's, A-R-D. Yeah, I'm an actor. I'm an actor coach as well. So if you need audition coaching or accent and dialect coaching or career coaching, or if you just need someone to tell you that you're pretty and you're doing a good job, you can hire me to do that.
Give us a Jamaican accent right now.
Do you know how many people request Cajun from me? They're really? Like, can you do a video on how to do a Cajun or Creole?
What do you do?
Wait, what do you say?
I don't do it.
So when they ask, like, so it's mostly just like, wait, you can do.
Yeah, what's appropriate for me to do.
What's appropriate, that's what I meant. Yeah,
for sure, for sure.
What's your fave?
Yeah, what's the best one you
get? I really like Scottish accents. I play Disney princesses at kids' birthday parties. That's my day job. So I had to learn how to do a Merida. And so now that I have it, I'm like, I have to keep this up because I can't lose it. It's so random.
Did you know Sarah Snook used to be a Disney princess? Or not a Disney princess, but she did birthday parties.
Who?
As a princess.
Sarah Snook.
Sure.
Oh, very cool. Alison Brie as well. Alison Brie was a party clown,
too. That makes more sense to me. But Sarah Snook is surprising.
Wait, sorry, guys, this isn't my podcast, but can I hear the accent? Can I hear the Scottish accent?
Yes. Yeah. So if I was going to say girls around the world, it would be guttles around the waddle.
Yeah, that's it.
Isn't that bizarre?
That's it.
It's like a D instead of an R. How do you know? Are you Scottish?
Oh, I just said that's it. Like, that sounds like a Scottish person to me.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've seen a movie.
I don't know enough.
You know, I
got red hair.
Yeah. I learned the Scottish accent listening to Craig Ferguson's late night show.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Craig Ferguson, he's great. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. That was a great game. Thank you for playing.
Please. Got a live show.
Oh yes. Yeah. We have a live show February 27th.
Tuesday.
Hyperion.
9 p.m.
at 9:30?
Cool. 9:30. At Lyric.
Tickets are available in our bio.
Damn, I would have major FOMO if I wasn't at that.
Yes, for me.
Hey, I found the love of my life at the Live Meter Game Show podcast. Live show.
Yeah, married. Okay, please follow us at the Meter Game Show.
And Andrew underscore Rolfo.
And I'm at Jez Della, but it's actually Jess Della. Yeah, okay. Thank you. Bye.